I'm back. Cookies. Milk and cookies. Yeah. How do you like your, like, are you the type of person that, you know, the quick dip, just get it wet, just get the outside surface crust wet, just bam, bap, right in there, bap, and then stick it in your mouth and crunchy in the center? Or are you the guy that, you know, or gal, that the person that likes, you know, just stick it in there for 3 to 5 seconds, get it nice and wet, you know, moist on the inside and chewy? Yeah. And then, or are you that weirdo that fucking sticks the entire cookie at the bottom of the goddamn glass, and then you drink all the milk, and then at the bottom is just this mush of cookie, and you just, for some reason, you just devour this mush of cookie and milk? Yeah. Is that you? That is you, isn't it? I fucking knew it. Well, I'm the 3 to 5 second guy, motherfucker. Hey, that's one thing. My wife, she hates it when I say motherfucker. She does. But it's not just the fact that I say motherfucker. It's the way I say it. So the way I say motherfucker to annoy her is like this. Motherfucker, you know, motherfucker. And she's like, I don't know why, but when I go motherfucker, it pisses her off. She can't fucking, she tells me to shut the fuck up and stop saying motherfucker like that. And then she starts making fun of me, like, motherfucker, 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 like, you're so annoying. But I'm really not. Or maybe I am, I don't know. Sometimes I can be annoying. I just missed a call. Oh, I'm calling. I'll be back. Welcome back to the motherfucking podcast. Today, we got milk and cookies. Yeah. Everyone loves milk and cookies. yeah. I got the Chips Ahoy chocolate chip and the classic Oreo with the 3.25% fat milk with the red cap. You know the one. They sell it at the store. what's up, motherfuckers? How you all been? I sound so weird on the mic, I feel like. Hold on. It sounds really cool, actually. How y'all been? Nah, I don't know what to talk about, actually. Just milk and cookies, you know. When, times get rough, you know, they can solve almost any problem. Not all problems, but, you know, milk and cookies goes a long way. I mean, fucking look at Santa Claus. He loves milk and cookies. Phone just went off. Milk and cookies. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What to talk about? What to talk about? You know, this quarantine's got me going all crazy inside. If you know what I mean. I got too much headspace. Not enough personal interaction with other people. I've been up here for way too long in these fucking mountains, in this cottage on the river. If only you knew. Damn, dude, I probably sound crazy to some of y'all. But, I mean, we're all kind of crazy in our own little way. Oh, shit, my wife's calling me. Hold on, I gotta pause this right quick. Milk and cookies. How's everyone doing? It's a beautiful morning on this Saturday morning. It's dumping rain in the beautiful state of Washington. I'm back from my conversation with Colin from yesterday. That yes, I am finally back. But, how is everyone doing? Good, I hope. I can't wait to get a fucking person up here to do a podcast with me. God damn it. You know, doing these podcasts by myself, it's kind of, you know, and it sucks because I like that interpersonal interaction, be able to look at this person face to face in the eye and get to know them, talk to them, actually listen to the words that they're really saying. But I can't because, and the virus, this fucking COVID-19 shit ain't helping, you know? So there's that. But, you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I've always said that. It is what it is. So, yeah. Milk and cookies. Everyone loves milk and cookies. Santa loves milk and cookies. Kids. All kids love milk and cookies. And everyone loves milk and cookies. I don't know one person. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit. Who doesn't like milk and cookies? And it's amazing. It's just a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And then it's just an explosion of feel goods in your mouth. You know? And you're just like, oh, yes. Yes. It's so good. Yes. You know? And fucking, at least that's what your mind is saying as you're eating it. You're not saying it, but inside you're saying it. You know, your mouth is enjoying this pleasure of cookie milk. You know, this morning I actually seen, it's funny actually, I actually seen a video of some girl, you know. She probably grew up on this farm, you know. She grew up on this farm, and first you see just a cow teat in the frame, you know, a cow teat with milk just flowing out, and then you see a hand with an Oreo cookie come into the frame, and put it underneath the flow of teat milk from the cow, and. And then she turns the camera around, and it's her. Some young, I don't know. If I were to put a number on her age, I would say anywhere from 16 to 20, because it was hard to tell, honestly. But, yeah, she looked like some girl that just grew up on this farm. And she's just like, yeah, milk and cookies, this is how I do it. I mean, who does that shit? Only real hard down motherfuckers who are country as fuck do that shit. They're like, yeah, I'm so country, you know what? I'm going to go have me some milk and cookies. But at the same time, I'm going to do my job and milk these cows. So, you know, win-win situation. You get your milk and your cookies. And you're milking your cows. You know, it's a triple win, I guess. Or however you want to look at it, it's a win situation. Don't matter. If there's milk and cookies involved,
Motherfucker, you're winning. You're winning. Okay? If you got milk and cookies right now and you're eating them as you're listening to this fucking podcast, guess what, motherfucker? You're winning. Today, you're winning. Although, I gotta say, I felt like shit after I destroyed 2 trays of cookies in like a week. Yeah, I definitely did that. I had help, though. I didn't do it by myself. I had my wife. But still, you know, in a week, you kill 2 trays. And, you know, I mean, those trays hold a lot of fucking cookies. I don't know if you ever got the family size fucking trays of Oreos and Chips Ahoy cookies, but they're fucking, you open them, you're thinking, yeah, I'm going to get some cookies. And you open it, and you're like, God damn, I got some cookies because there's so many of them. It's amazing. There's probably at least 50 cookies in each fucking tray, close to it. I mean, that's a lot of cookies. And you think about it, you do the math. 7 days in a week, 50 cookies. Divided by 2, divided by 7, wait, divided by 7, 50, wait, God damn it. So there's 7 days, 50 cookies. Divide that by 7. That's how many cookies on average per person, I guess, because I guess there's 100. So, yeah, there's a fucking, whatever the fucking math is of 50 divided by 7. I am not a mathematician. I can't do that off the top of my head. I was not born for that. I was born for something else, apparently. I don't know what. Sometimes I think I was born to be, you know, I was born to, like, my whole life was preparing me to be a dad. And I'm going to be a dad soon. So, I'm going to, man. Anyways. And that's the thing. I'm going to be a dad soon, bro. That means milk and cookies. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to try and have some breast milk with some cookies. Yeah, you heard that right. You know what? My wife, she's going to hear this because she listens to this shit, you know. She's going to hear this and she'll be like, what the fuck? Oh, hell no. But I'm like, oh, hell yeah. I'm getting me some milk and cookies, baby. Give me that milk. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Plus, I heard it's good for you. Why not? Plus, it's my girl's milk, so fuck it. My baby's going to have it. I'm going to try some of it, too. There must be something to it, you know. They say it's got the most nutrients. Mama's milk for the baby has over 100, like, I don't know, nutrients or vitamins or whatever you want to call it, good shit that is in the milk for the baby that we cannot recreate in formula. So, I mean, like, there was a time in my life, actually, because I remember I grew up with the bottle milk, the formula, you know, and so did everyone else in my family that I seen growing up as kids, you know, when I was that age, as a kid. They all just had formula. No one fucking breastfed, and I was like, you know, I thought it was normal. And then when I got older and I seen what, like, cats do and dogs do and all of rest of nature do by, you know, feeding their offspring from their teats, you know, cows and shit, you know, goats, you know, and fucking, I'm thinking, like, wait a minute, we got, like, us as a species, we have tits, you know, or boobs, or breasts, or whatever you want to call it, you know, and why the fuck aren't we doing that? And I was thinking, wouldn't that be better anyways, because it's, like, coming from the source of where the baby came from, you know, it just made more sense. And when I came to that conclusion as like a, I think I was probably, fuck, I had to been anywhere from age 15 to 20 in between there when I kind of just like was like, yo, fuck that formula shit. I'm going to find me a girl who's going to want to breastfeed my kids because milk and cookies. No, I'm just kidding. But for real, I mean, right? Like, why wouldn't you want the best, nutritious, delicious milk, breast milk for your baby from the person that delivered the baby? Like, from the body, the vessel that delivered the baby. Like, it only makes so much sense. It makes so much sense to the point where what the fuck? Like, I'm speechless. Like, why the fuck would we? Okay, I get it, though, actually. Okay, maybe I'm missing some history here that I'm just now recollecting. Now, if I think about it, if I'm right, I think the reason why formula was developed and created was because during the wars, women were so stressed out, so they weren't lactating. So they needed, I'm talking about, like, the world wars and shit, you know, when women had to step up and, like, do their part. They're probably stressed out. I would imagine so. I mean, why wouldn't you? Your husband's out fucking in a different, on a different side of the world, fucking, and you don't, it's not like today, you know, where you have more access to, like, getting a hold of someone. I don't know how it is today, actually, being deployed in the military. I was in the military. I was never deployed, never dealt with that scenario, so I can't speak on it. But what I'm saying is, what the fuck was I saying? Oh, they were stressed out. So, I mean, why wouldn't you? You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe I could see that. Like, you want to feed your baby, so what's the next thing you're going to do? You're going to create something for your baby. So, and if you're going to create something for your baby, it's not going to be cow's milk, because that's for a cow, you know. Even though it has some shit in it, that's probably good for you, but it's probably got some shit in that you probably don't need, you know. It's cow's milk. And so what's the next best thing? Create a formula for the baby. And I could see the logic there, honestly. I could see that. Because what, I mean, logically, what are you going to do as a parent? Like, what, like, you would do anything. You would do anything. So what are you going to do? I'm going to create formula because I can't lactate because I got to feed my baby. This is not going to happen. I understand that. I get that. And I think a lot of people actually don't think about that, too, when they think about the difference between formula and breast milk and the whole political side of that aspect of the conversation, you know? If I had someone here to, like, just react or, like, you know, like, be responsive to what I'm talking about, it'd be so much easier for my mind to actually, like, keep going, because there's certain things that I want to say that I'm thinking about, but I don't know how to put it in words. And if I had someone here, I can be like, yo, there's this, just, you know, this thing that I'm trying to say, because I'm thinking about it, I just don't know how to put it in words. I could probably describe it to them or explain it to them, and they might get it and be like, oh, and put it in a different set of words that people can understand or I can understand. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, cookies and milk. This is cookies and milk. Today we're talking about, and I can't wait to, you know, I actually tried breast milk before. Not my wife's. This was my best friend's wife's when she had her baby. And it's a good thing, because when I tried it, it was sour breast milk. Yeah, sour breast milk. It was because they had forgotten it on the countertop in the kitchen. And they were like, why don't you try it? You know, it's breast milk. Da-da-da-da. And trying to talk me into it. And I'm like, fuck it. Why not? I'll try it. Fuck it. And then I tried a little bit of it. And I was like, that's kind of, I don't know about that, guys. That's kind of sour. This tastes kind of funky. The hell you been eating and drinking and shit? And they're like, oh, no, that's not it. Shit, we forgot it on the counter. I was like, oh, well, good thing I tried it before you gave it to your baby then, you know. And they said the same thing. They were glad. But, I mean, that's my experience with breast milk. But next time I have breast milk, it's going to be milk and cookies, and it's gonna be my wife's. Yeah, just you wait, baby. I'm gonna have me some milk and cookies with my boy. But anyway, I think I've talked long enough. I'm gonna take another bong rip, and then I think I'm gonna, I don't know,
I got plans to go see my mom today and help her out and fix the seal on her car because there's rain getting inside her trunk. Now she's got like 4 inches of rainwater in her trunk because the seal is bad around the trunk. So I got to fix that, clean that out. So I'm going to do for her for Mother's Day because Mother's Day is coming up in about 8 days or so, you know. So, doing her a favor, you know, she's my mama. So, here's to my mom, and here's to everyone else's mom out there, and here's to Milk and Cookies. And if you got a piece, or a joint, or a dab, or whatever the fuck it is you're smoking out of, just join me today for Milk and Cookies, breast milk, and mamas. Shit. One day, I'll be able to take the biggest bong rip, hold that shit in for a consecutive 3 to 5 seconds, blow that shit out my nose, and not even flinch. That's my goal, because honestly, when I try to take a hit, it feels like it can't get to my lungs half the time. And it's annoying because I feel like I'm wasting a bunch of weed, you know, that I don't want to waste. And I feel like I have to smoke more weed just to get the high because I'm wasting so much smoke by coughing it up before it even hits my lungs. That shit pisses me off. I don't know about you, but that shit pisses me off. And if there's someone out there that knows what I'm dealing with or knows what I'm talking about and can give me an explanation, reach out if you can. Yeah, I mean, I do have a Facebook account, Stony Baloney 111, and then I think it's Stony Baloney 111. I don't fucking know. Or is that my Instagram? I don't fucking know. Check it out. Just look up Stony Baloney on Google. You'll find it. Fuck it. I'm the dude wearing a beanie with the bong in the picture. So, that's that dude. Me. That's the dude's voice that you're listening, that you're hearing right now. That's me. That's that dude. Yep. So, anyways, here's to you, Mom. God, that's probably so annoying for you just to listen. Me cough in the fucking in your ears. I'm so sorry. But anyways, it's been nice. It was a good one. I'm nice and stoned. I got shit I gotta do. And Milk and Cookies, motherfucker.